1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUN News time is 8:32, Newsmaker 2 time on a Wednesday. We're pleased to have on with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Nick Voris. He's the Electrification Products Senior Manager for Evergy.
Nick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Nick.
I'm doing great. How are you all?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us here today. It seems like Evergy, and this really is no surprise given the trends both regionally and nationally, really starting to have an increased presence in the electronic vehicle field, and it sounds like there's at least an agreement now that's in the works with KCC to expand on this.
That's right, and let me just tell you right away that your audio is a little bit in and out, so okay. I think I caught enough of what you just said.
Understood.
If I ever kind of go in a different direction, then... I just wanted to let you know that the audio is a little bit sketchy right now.
Okay.
But yeah, we have an agreement with KCC and other parties as of last Monday to offer a number of rebates and rates that are all centered around electric vehicle adoption and use.
So how is this going to wind up working here when it comes to not only the EV apparently adoption, but the charging availability here across the state and you know, closer to home across our listening area, Lyon and surrounding counties?
Sure. Well, we have in place, or we will have in place, I should say, by probably the end of the first quarter of 2022, a rebate that is going to be available for folks who are looking to install charging stations in non-residential spaces, so a variety of commercial locations. And that rebate is going to help offset a portion of the cost that developer will incur in installing stations. So with that rebate in place, we're going to hopefully spur the installation of charging stations throughout our Kansas service territory.
So, Nick, when you're looking at a charging station, what does an average charging station cost to put up, to install?
Yeah, so when you think about the installed cost of a charging station, the first question is, what is the capability of that station from a speed point of view? We have a number of different charging levels in the EV world. For a commercial station, you're looking at level 2 charging, which can be in the neighborhood of 8 kilowatts to up to about 20 kilowatts. And then you have a DC fast charge station, and that's what you have mostly around highways, and that's kind of as fast as you get right now. And those stations are, you know, you're talking six figures for a DC fast charge station. That could be $100,000. A level 2 station is maybe $20,000-$25,000.
Would that be considered more of an overnight? Those, you know, not the fast charge, but with those other chargers, would that more be considered an overnight charging situation?
Yeah, level 2 is typical. You can get level 2 in the house, and a lot of folks do. And a level 2 charger is capable of fully charging the typical EV during an overnight period. A DC fast charge, a fraction of that. You know, you're looking at more like 60 to 120 minutes for DC fast charge.
We do have one station here in town, and, you know, having spent a little bit of time out in California, not a lot, but... obviously, they have charging stations all over the place. How does it really work? I mean, I'm not really familiar with how this plays out as far as businesses wanting to install, because these are generally free to the public for the most part, aren't they?
It depends. There are some, we call them site hosts, folks who have charging stations on their properties that they own. And the site host can choose to pay for the energy that is dispensed from those charging stations, or they can set up the charging stations to charge folks you know, by the use, you know, swipe a credit card type deal, yeah. Like we, you know, the same way we pay for so many things in this day and age.
Now, you'd mentioned, Nick, about, you know, rebates here for really the commercial side of things. Are there also possibly going to be rebates for homeowners if they want to have a charging station, you know, at their place?
Yeah, we have, as part of our EV portfolio, we're going to be offering a residential rebate. The rebate is going to only be open to folks who are either owning or leasing an EV at that residence. And the rebate will help offset some of the costs of installing that level 2 charging. It's a 240-volt circuit in the person's garage or wherever that person does their charging. So it's a $250 rebate for folks who aren't on a time-of-use rate, and it's a $500 rebate for folks who are users of that time-of-use residential rate.
And talking with Nick Voris, who is Evergy's Electrification Product Senior Manager. So how long has Evergy had an electric product senior manager, Nick?
They have had one, I can tell you very specifically, they have had one since February of 2020.
Yeah.
I started in this job about 3 weeks before the pandemic set in.
You've been leading the charge, so to speak, ever since then, right?
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, that's solid. Thank you.
I appreciate that was just, it was right there for the taking. And because it's here, isn't it, Nick? I mean, electronic vehicles, they're all over the place, and that's where we're going, isn't it?
Yeah, I can speak to it, you know, very analytically by saying that Evergy lost, we kept track for a few months there, and we stopped counting when the vehicle OEMs had pledged about $50 billion in capital investment aimed at their EV manufacturing capabilities just within the next 5 years, just in North America. So that's very clear signal that the automakers are making that shift towards EVs. Anecdotally, I can tell you in my neck of the woods where I live, something's changed over the last 12, 18 months, and I am seeing EVs at a much greater frequency than I did before. Part of that is the job I'm in, but part of that is just the reality of what's happening on the ground.
Nick, a couple of other questions that come up is, are you going? What else is part of the transportation electrification plan here with EVs? I'm assuming that you're going to have to make some adjustments here to the grid in order to flesh this out a little bit more. And how does this also dovetail into KDOT's plans here for corridors of EV charging stations across major highways across the state, and that would include here across our area?
Yes, I'll begin with the second half of that question and just say that, you know, we will be collaborating with KDOT and other stakeholders to leverage the federal funds, right? It's the federal funds that are driving those highway corridor installations over the next, you know, 1 to 5 years that infrastructure bill is in effect. So we're excited about that happening. And could you repeat the first half of your question? I'll circle back.
Yeah,
to it.
It's just possibly about maybe some grid improvements or enhancements.
Yeah.
Because this is, I would assume, and this is just me looking on the outside in, that there would be quite a bit more demand maybe, or maybe it's a smaller amount, but there would be an increased demand here on the grid, so you'd have to do some grid adjustments.
Yes, so the exciting thing about EVs, it's exciting, it's also a challenge, is that the load from EVs can, in large part, it can be shifted in time. And we can use tools like time-of-use rates that vary the price that customer is paying depending on when they are consuming that energy. We can use tools like that to incentivize folks to charge when there's not a lot of other demand, which enables us to use, you know, our existing pipes, if you will, to deliver that energy to those customers and to avoid having to make significant investments for the express purpose of accommodating EV adoption. And to that end, our portfolio, our transportation electrification portfolio, includes a couple of time-of-use rates. They're non-residential. We're going to be looking more at the residential time-of-use in a rate case that I think is 2023 time period. But for now, we have a couple of non-residential time of use rates, one of which is going to be open to our commercial, those same commercial customers that I talked about that may be looking to install charging stations. They can also take a time of use rate that will make the energy much, much less expensive when dispensed during off-peak hours. And then that second rate that I'm referring to is a rate that is solely aimed at transit customers. I will say that that rate, the new rate, is specific to our transit providers in the KC Metro area, because Emporia, where y'all are in our Kansas Central service territory, we already have a transit rate that cities like Wichita, Lawrence, Topeka are using to great effect.
You know, the charging station that we have here locally off Industrial, you know, just a little over a year ago, I nary saw a car there.
Right.
Anytime I drove by, and now you don't drive by without kind of seeing a car or two.
Sometimes three.
At that charging station. So, yeah, we are certainly on the road with electronic vehicles,
another good
no
one.
Doubt about that. So, Nick Voris, Evergy Electrification Products Senior Manager. Nick, great information this morning, and we appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You have a great day, Nick. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Nick.
Happy holidays.
Happy you holidays. Too. Merry Christmas. Yeah, Nick Voris again, Evergy Electrification Products Senior Manager on our Newsmaker 2 this morning.
All right. Tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour is going to be busy. We have the ESU Buzz coming your way at 8:20 in the morning. We're still slotting the Newsmaker 2, which will be at 8:40. But and if you want that spot, give us a call at 342-1400. Don't forget that the Newsmaker slot tomorrow, a lot to talk about when it comes to COVID-19 response with Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 843.
Harry's Diamonds and 1400 KVOE, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9.